One, two, three. Cucked you there. You thought I was going to say go, huh?
Oh, you're recording me?
You're mistaken. I'm actually here recording you.
Oh my god.
Oh my fucking god.
Intro.
So, I never know how to start these things, right? But I would think that we need like some kind of like professional introduction because it's a podcast. Yeah. But again, this podcast is supposed to be wacky as hell. So, welcome to the introduction.
Welcome to Sweet Shenanigans.
That is our podcast. Tom, would you like to introduce yourself?
So, my name's Tom. I go by Dulcet Delirium on Reddit. And I am the co-host for this beautiful, beautiful project with Allie, who should introduce herself.
Hi. Hi, my name is Allie. I am user Aloe Vera Honey. And Tom's my co-host. I have no idea what we're doing. Like, what is this?
According to the notes that we prepared and have just completely ignored so far, we had a little like intro written out.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but then like we started talking and then Dan's here. So Dan, would you like to
Whoa. I am not responsible for
He acts like he's not the problem, but he is.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
So originally when Tom and I made the concept for this podcast, right, I didn't really think that we'd ever have a guest on.
Yeah, it was just kind of supposed to be the two of us dicking around.
Yeah, especially not for episode one. But, hi Dan, would you like to introduce yourself as our first guest ever?
Hi, my name is Dan. My username is Dan Asco, NSFW, and I was asked to come on this podcast when I was asleep, so Gucci. We're feeling great today. We have energy for jokes. Oh,
so I good. Like that. I get Dan to just keep staying up.
I feel like I should completely redo
Do
that.
Do you think that on a podcast called Sweet Shenanigans, you're allowed to redo your intro? Hell no. Okay. Anyways, so I think we should explain the concept of this podcast. Would you like to do it, Tom, or shall I?
I would normally say rock, paper, scissors for it, but we can't exactly do that when it's just straight audio. So I'll go ahead and explain it. The gist of this podcast is we're dedicated to celebrating audios from Gone Wild Audio, as well as scripts that are like out of the box and really creative. A lot of what we end up reviewing, at least based on what we have in store today, is like goofy stuff. So, I mean, who says you can't goof off and jack off at the same time? That's pretty great, honestly. Like,
yeah,
some of these fucking audios, man, it's amazing.
Some of these are just, they're sexy, but in like the best kind of way, because mm-hmm. they're silly, you know? And mm-hmm. that is the kind of content we will be exploring and shouting out. Celebrating. I don't really know the best word. I'm going to say celebrating because it's probably the best word for this. Featuring. Oh god, you are so good with words. Oh my god,
why do you think I make my own content?
Oh my god, I'm so proud of your content.
Oh my god.
Please do check out Tom's content. He does not get enough love. He needs more comments, more love, please. He's amazing. You don't have to check out Dan, he's all right.
Oh jeez.
Jeez, oh my god.
I'm kidding.
Ellie's out for fucking blood.
He's literally featured in this. So of course he matters, okay?
Oh man.
It's just that as you can probably tell now, this is the whole podcast. It's just me teasing two men. I mean, what more can you ask for, really? So, you know, you would think that in such a wacky podcast, we would not have anything prepared, but we actually have like an entire Google Doc.
Yeah, it's actually like, yeah, it's meticulous.
And yet we haven't really, we just aren't following any of it, but I guess we'll start right now. I will pull up my notes like a real professional. Okay, podcast voice. Okay, so the concept of this podcast we just went over, and so from now on, we will be discussing audio/scripts between the weeks of November 8th and November 22nd that we personally found. Of course, our views are very subjective, but we personally found these posts to be very out of the box and very wacky, and we just want to feature them.
They were standout in some way, shape, or form.
Yes, exactly. When you see the titles, you just can't help but want to talk about them. So that's what this whole kind of podcast is about. And so Tom and I will be both discussing together and trading off between our picks. And then at the end of the podcast, we will be featuring one of Dan's audios, which was very fun. As he very much knows.
I'm glad someone thinks.
I mean, yeah, I liked it enough for it to be on a podcast. So I think it was, yes, you definitely did something right there. So since you are actually here for this entire thing, you also will be learning about these fantastic audios and scripts. So I guess I'll just dive right in, right? Because there's really no other sequence. So we will be starting off with this. This audio literally hit me in the face because let me just read the title, right? The title is, it is by user Eric Tarantella.
Wow.
Oh, I saw his verification, actually.
Yes. So this audio that we will be talking about is by Eric Tarantella, and it is called My Stupid Idea, Bramble Fab Improv, My First Audio, Goofy, Giggly, Unsexy, I Didn't Finish Because I Couldn't Stop Laughing, and then his last tag is Chicken Nuggies.
Oh, that's always a good start.
And because he talked about chicken nuggies, and guess what? Miss Aloe Vera Honey has her own McDonald's audio. I knew that this was the one. This is the audio we have to start this podcast talking about, right? So essentially, the reasons why I love this audio, right? Not only did Eric say that he could beat Guitar Hero on hard, he presents so many fantastic ideas as to interesting erotic content that he could make for GWA. And I just find every single idea in that audio fantastic. I think that if you are listening, Eric, please do all of them. They are hilarious.
What were some examples?
Okay, so one of his things, it actually goes into something me and Dan were talking about the other day, right? He wanted to do and essentially it's a ramble fap, but he's reading Mad Libs.
Oh boy.
And he's just,
oh man.
And so actually, not to spoil his audio, because again, we will be talking about these audios and scripts without trying to spoil them, because we want you to go and listen to them and support these people who are making these creative content. So I will not say what happens at the end of the audio, but I will say the concept is that towards the end, he does his own kind of Mad Lib ramble fab, and it is fucking hilarious. People who love men, please go out and listen to this guy laugh, because he is just so adorable. It is, please just listen to it. Anyways, it is quite the hoot, and I enjoyed the entire audio. It is, I think, 13 minutes of pure bliss.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's chicken nuggies. Chicken nuggies. what more can you, how could you not click on an audio that features chicken nuggets? I mean, just please listen to it.
I'm personally more of a attendees man. I couldn't keep a straight face. I couldn't do it.
Oh yeah, you like it. You don't like them small. You like them nice and long, right?
I mean, I am bisexual.
Wait, McDonald's actually has like
chicken selects.
Yes.
We don't talk about the chicken selects because they don't have them anymore, and they were my favorite.
Oh my
God. I love the chicken selects.
Those were so good. I was like, I just needed to like remember like, wait, they actually had those.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were called chicken selects. Oh,
you know, then they brought them back for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Okay, let's talk about McDonald's real quick. Side tangent. How could McDonald's bring out the spicy chicken McNug and then
just take it away?
Take it off the menu.
I can't believe it. Yeah. I
it was so good.
It was.
And then they just a month later they were like, yeah, we don't have the spicy chicken nuggets anymore. I was like, what the fuck do you mean? What it's
this shouldn't be a limited time offer. Fuck LTOs.
I was so mad. And it's like, okay, McDonald's, sponsor us, but also bring back the Chicken Select. There was nothing wrong with the Chicken Select, okay? It was an amazing, amazing, amazing item. Okay, before we get too derailed. I just featured Eric Tarantella's his audio titled My Stupid Idea. All the audios and scripts that we will be talking about will be linked in the description of this post. Question mark? Is that what it's called? It's called a post.
How long have you been on Reddit, Ellie?
I don't, like a month. It feels like I don't, a week. Never. I know, it's like I haven't even been on Reddit that long, and like I'm somehow making a podcast. Like I know what I'm doing. Like it's just, yeah. So everything that we will be talking about will be linked in the post. So please go check it out. Leave a comment. Tell them that you came from the podcast because we're cool. Hopefully, okay. Anyways, so the next audio that I will be talking about is by That One Soft Goth, and the title is "I Am a Dork." Tags. Giggles, reading pickup lines, geeky, anime, shitpost, let me distract you, dirty and nerdy.
That's a good mix.
Obviously, I saw this post and I went, this is it. This is everything that I would want, okay? And so I plugged in my headphones and I listened to it. And the first line that they say, I think in the first like minute, they said, this is going to be kind of a shitpost. And I said, yes, that is the energy that I wanted. This is what I want. And so as I'm listening to their audio, it only gets better because then they go into all of their favorite pickup lines, which I will not spoil. But because in a later, because we'll be talking about Dan's audio, one of the pickup lines is, I will spoil this one because we will be talking about this later. But one of the pickup lines is, according to the second law of thermodynamics, you're supposed to share your hotness with me.
No!
And let me just say, That One Soft Goth, your voice, heavenly. I just, wow. I loved every second of this audio, and thank you for making it. It does not have enough love. If you look at it, it has, I think, 14 upvotes right now. What are y'all doing? Y'all don't want to listen to people talk about pickup lines?
Y'all sleeping on some good shit.
Y'all sleeping on them, okay? So let me just say right now, please take the time to go listen to That One Soft Goth's pickup lines because they are all fantastic. If you are a science nerd, they got you. All the pickup lines, fantastic. If you like anime, they got you too.
I feel like Dan is just fucking seething in the corner, and I can't imagine why.
No. I mean, their description technically is right. It's just, that's a very interesting way of putting it.
God, okay. But yes, please go check out that post. It was a hoot. It was, I think, 11 minutes of just gorgeous pickup lines, and it needs more love. So that's all I got to say about that. They also post very fun audio, so shout out. Okay, now, so so the next post that we were talking about, Tom, would you like to introduce it?
Yeah, of course. Way too long. I don't know how to pronounce that username, first of all.
I don't want to try.
I'm gonna guess it's Dibokukres. I don't know.
Dibokukres. Yeah.
That's okay, my sure. Best guess.
That is not how I would have pronounced it.
How do you want to pronounce it, Allie?
I would have said it was Dibokukres. But no, it's I'm sorry. It's Debokukres. That's how I would have said
it. Fair enough.
I don't really...
You are the linguistics person, so...
Oh, please don't at me. It's just, they didn't spell it in IPA, so I would not know. Okay, Tom, so you're going to tell us about...
Yeah, so this is, she brainwashed me with science. I was trawling around in new, in GWA Script Guild, because even though I make a lot of my own content, I do enjoy filling scripts just to, like, take some of the pressure off of me. Typically, I don't pay much mind to female-for-male script ideas, because, like, I can't perform them. But this one caught me, and the gist, it's set in, like, a future-type scenario, and the listener is, like, a space commander or something along those lines, and they're getting some sort of treatment that has to do with, like, hypnosis. And the science lady who is running the hypnosis machine brainwashes the space commander man into basically being her slave.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good. And the main character is, like, the science lady is so fucking goofy. And I love her to death. I don't know. It really suits, like, the academic professional type vibe that I think they were going for. Like, I feel like I've met so many professors who kind of vibe the same way. And, like, I also really like it because so many audios just have the performer being super suave and perfect. And this script just kind of throws that notion out the window. And I fucking love that shit.
See, so that's why when Tom sent me the script, I looked at it and I was like, this was written for people like me who are not incredibly sexy, but
disagree, but yeah, sure.
But are very, very funny. Shut up. Y'all stroking my cock here. Okay, anyways.
I feel like both me and Dan have definitely masturbated to you, so, like...
I mean, it's the truth.
I see Dan in your comment section so fucking often.
Oh, God, no.
Wow, Tom's really just outing Dan. He's just like, yep, Dan.
Tom, how could you just out me like that? Oh, my God.
Because I'm an asshole.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm thankful that you both masturbate to me. Anyways, back to...
That's going
to
be your quote.
Yes, definitely. So back to she brainwashed me with science. What I loved about this script was, one, because what Tom said, the main character is just silly, but in, like, the best kind of way.
She's professional.
Professional,
but
yeah.
Like... She's also a major
exactly.
goofball.
And we need more of, like, those kind of characters, right? Because it's, like, sexy, but in a fun kind of way. Like, the energy of the script, hilarious. So I actually got a request to do a hypnosis. And now I'm really considering this script because it just, it hits me. It's definitely a script to check out, ladies, if you are listening and you want, and if you have a hypnosis fetish, they got you.
Oh,
this
yeah.
script, check it out.
It's so
fantastic.
Good.
It's hilarious, I would say. All right, so Tom, now it's your pick. So
oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. So we're starting off real strong with my picks. Just let me tell you. Let me tell you about this audio by Your Poison 666.
No, oh, God, I love this.
It's called Butter Dick. Every single time I look at this audio, I just burst into laughter. Like... So, I'm not gonna lie, I couldn't get through this audio all the way because I was too busy laughing, and I physically could not orgasm to it because it was too fucking funny. But the gist of this audio is that you're getting a hand job from Your Poison, and instead of lube, this lady cracks open some, like, high-grade Kerrygold Irish butter to jack you off with.
Dude, but I love butter. Okay,
right?
Let's go.
And, like, she makes a bunch of comments throughout the audio about the butter. And first of all, I just... why would you use Kerrygold? Kerrygold is like top tier. Like, if you
guys very expensive.
If you guys have never had Kerrygold butter, buy a brick. It will change your life.
Damn.
But like,
or don't. Actually, don't buy a brick because then you'll never want any other butter again.
That's true. Like, we buy it in bulk at Costco because it's so good.
It's very good.
But like,
sponsor us. Anyways,
sponsor us, Kerrygold. But she makes a bunch of comments about this, and I don't know that I would ever, the frugal penny pincher in me would never use Kerrygold to jack someone off. Maybe some like store brand butter, but like at the same time, Kerrygold is top tier, and it feels top tier. It's the most spreadable shit ever, and it's great.
Yeah.
So I understand why you're using Kerrygold.
Are you moaning on podcast?
Why can't I? We aren't doing anything.
Oh, no. I'm just asking.
Are you complaining, Dan?
Well, Dan's out here complaining, even though he just admitted to something earlier. But okay. Anyways, oh my god, Tom. So when you sent me this post, I was like, this is hilarious. And then yesterday, I watched Kevin Hart's comedy special on Netflix. And
are you allowed to name drop Kevin Hart? Oh, sorry.
I mean, if he listens to this podcast, hi, hilarious special. But it reminds me of one of the jokes that he told where he was talking about how his nephew was telling him about like the weirdest kind of sex that he's ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And his nephew goes, yeah, so I went to the movies, right? And this girl, she asked me, oh, can you buy us a large popcorn? And he's like, yeah, of course. And
classic popcorn hand job.
Yeah, she just she cuts a hole in the bottom of the popcorn, sticks his dick through it, and then gives him a hand job in between the popcorn.
How do you do that with a large bucket though? Like you would have to like.
So this is what Kevin Hart's joke was. It was that why did he spend the money on a large? Just get a small popcorn.
I mean,
it ain't like your. It's not like your dick doesn't fit in a small popcorn thing, you know?
I mean, right.
Not only that, but like to actually reach your hand in, like the angle, that's actually pretty hard to have to like you'd reach your like, hand all I the mean, way
something
in.
Something was and pretty
then,
hard.
And then, you know? then you would have to like twist your wrist, like you know, to get it to line up vertically.
I love that we're discussing the logistics of like, trying to give a hand job in a bag of popcorn.
I'm just saying that cannot feel good for the person that's giving the hand job. That has to be a really uncomfortable like hand position.
Yeah, and not only that, you're spilling popcorn everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like, you're making some computer employee real unhappy.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that perfectly good popcorn could have been eaten, but now that your cock's been in it, I ain't touching that shit. I'm sorry, man. Yeah. I'll put your dick in my mouth, but I don't really want to eat popcorn that you've come
that's
all
just,
over.
Yeah.
That's kind of gross. Also, another thing, movie theater butter all over my dick does not sound like a great
It's not real butter either. It's not the Kerrygold shit. It's not the Kerrygold.
It's literally palm oil. That shit's horrible. Yeah. It tastes great. That shit's horrible.
It tastes great. Oh my god.
Oh, it's horrible though. Speaking of oil all over your dick.
Wow, great segue back to our conversation.
Bringing it back to this audio called Butter Dick. there's a little thing where she's like describing the feeling of getting butter all over your hands where like it leaves that kind of like greasy film all over it. And then she's like, now imagine that feeling on your cock. And I just kind of was like, Well, fun fact, the best way to get that feeling out of your skin is Dawn dish soap. And I don't really feel like slapping my cock up on the kitchen sink to wash it after this. So, what was that, Dan?
I feel like hearing the like, now just imagine that feeling on your dick. Like that just has like the same kind of like, to me, when I hear that, I think of like the SpongeBob, let's just take Bikini Bottom and put it over there.
Yeah.
And it's like, just take this feeling and put it on your dick. Like, that's what it like sounds like to me.
But yeah,
fantastic audio.
I don't really want to like, I don't really want to have to soap up my dick with Dawn dish soap.
Oh god.
I don't trust that stuff anywhere near my dick. But yeah, Butter Dick, definitely like the first one that I was like, hey, we have to feature this because it's so fucking funny.
It's hilarious. Fantastic. Thank you for making it. Please go check it out. Okay, go on.
Okay, so I have two more. One of them is a script by Luthano called Lost in the Forest. The speaker is a male elf, and usually when you have like the implication of a male elf in any sort of pornography, they're usually like the submissive ones. I don't like that shit. This one is like, let's have a male elf, but let's have him be a hard dom. And I love that shit, first of all. It really does a good job of combining, like, the cockiness that, like, stereotypical elves have, as well as, like, the hard dom. The summary of the script is that the listener gets lost in an elven forest, and this guy finds you and rapes you. It's fucked up, but I love it.
It's fucked up, but I love it.
The last two lines in this script are my favorite that I think I've ever read in any M4F script offer. No offense, Allie.
Whoa, I'm just kidding. I'm not offended.
Okay, but you also created the whole chef script, so like...
Yes, chef. Oh, you guys both filled it, too. Oh,
did Dan also do that?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
I should go listen to that. Every single time Allie introduces me to one of the male performers she talks to, I'm always like, damn, I need to go be gay over there.
But, yes, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the last two lines of this fucking script, I need to fucking get through this. It's, you're not a person. You're nothing but a lowly human, because the listener is like, oh God, you raped me. And the elf is like, oh, only horrible people do that. But luckily for me, I'm not a horrible person because you're not a person. And that's really fucked up. And that hit me like a goddamn truck. And I love that shit. So that's Lost in the Forest. It's not
Tom shenanigans are very dark. We found out. It's not very sweet. I mean, but it's very shenanigans.
Have you fuckers ever heard Escapees Breakfast?
Have you fucked?
Anyway.
It's very good audio, by the way.
It's
not to stroke Tom's cock, but
no, please.
Escapees Breakfast, yummy. Male Yandere's,
it's a fucked up audio, but...
and it's like it's one of those audios where like so I haven't heard a lot of audios that use vibrators. So, because like to use like not the way we use them, Dan.
No, I was genuinely coughing like.
I was
genuinely coughing.
Yeah, this script is fucked up, and it's fucked up in such a poignant way that I was like, damn, I'm not gonna fill this, but I want someone to do so, because like there's been two script fills of this already, but it deserves more because this shit's great. So go check out Lost in the Forest as well,
please.
And then I've got a third one.
Oh yes, oh, we love this.
And this one is, I think this was actually the very first one that I found for the podcast. It's by Good Evening Clarice. It's called, It's Not an Abuse of Power If I'm on Top, Right? So this is an audio where the listener is a professor, mm-hmm. and Clarice is a student employee at a library that's open super late. And first of all, that hits different already because I have worked so many night shifts in my life. I have also spent so many fucking nights in the 24-hour library where I went to college. And goddamn, there were some really hot people manning that night shift. So like that's a fantasy I didn't even remember that I had. I feel like it just unlocked a memory that I've been sitting on for a couple of years now. But I really enjoy that. Another thing that really strikes me about this one is that it takes place in the Rare Books Room, which if you've never been in a Rare Books Room at like a college library,
they're strict.
So fucking cool. It's really strict, but it's you find some amazing.
It's like you can't even touch
there.
Half the books. It's like they're like, okay, you're just like you just have to look at it, and you're like, oh god.
Yeah, like you have sometimes you have to handle them with gloves and shit, and occasionally they're usually temperature controlled rooms, like very strictly.
Yeah.
So like they're typically cold as hell. When I was in college, a lot of what I did was art, and a lot of what I did was printmaking. And with printmaking comes a lot of bookmaking. So I spent quite a bit of time in the rare books room whenever it was open. So this one hit kind of special for me as well. And the gist of this audio is that there's a little bit of plot line with like translating Latin, and the professor speaks a little bit. And there it's a lot of varied filthy phrases in Latin, and I love that shit too. Gotta love a dead language. Because Latin is so fucking sexy. You can't convince me otherwise.
Okay, so the linguist. It's funny because Latin, literally it would have died if not for the church. So.
That does not surprise
me. If not for religion, Latin would be fucking dead. Mm-hmm. Like no one would ever use it. But because of religion, you're welcome, I guess. Latin's okay now. Yeah.
I was raised Catholic, so I grew up on quite a bit of Latin chants. So I'm very fond of the language. I think it's incredibly beautiful. And so this one just kind of hits me, like, in all the right places, man. Like, and there's a line in there that I love. I don't want to spoil too much of this audio because it's absolutely worth the listen. It's so fucking hot. But they get to the point where they're like rubbing up against each other, and there we go from, in the span of about 2 to 3 minutes, the line, "It's fine if you're not actually filling me with your cock," to "down the slippery slope," to "it's fine if I put your cock inside me."
Oh, that's great.
And like the slippery slope in audios is always just so fun to it's so fun to bear witness to. It's so realistic. Like once you get going, damn. It's
I mean, yeah, that was like, damn.
But this audio goes down as definitely one of my favorites that I've heard this month. So I felt it was very creative, both because usually when you have a professor audio, it's usually the speaker mm-hmm. who's the professor. And I like being on the other side of that. I think it fills fantasies that I have never admitted that I've had. Of wanting to be like a grad student or a professor.
Yummy.
And yeah. But
I love pursuing higher education.
Honestly, dude. Higher education is my fucking like
fetish. Oh my god. Okay, you heard it here, folks.
So why did you want this master's? Oh, it's fucking hot.
Yeah, you see this MA on my fucking on my resume, I got that because I was just 40. I'm getting a PhD so that I can just jack it in the lab. No, God. I would love to eventually get a PhD someday, but
yeah, you know, when the horniness level hits a certain point, you will, don't worry.
I'm gonna get so horny, yes! I'm gonna study chemistry. So that's what I have to say about it's not an abuse of power if I'm on top, right? And like, really, is it really an abuse of power if the student is coming on to you? It is. It absolutely is. That's still quid pro quo.
It's just obvious that she has the power. I mean, you know. Oh my
She's
God.
A dick bender. That's her fucking element. Talk.
All right, we should move on before these two get too horny about academics.
Wow! Oh my god!
I'm gonna stick my dick in a textbook.
Well, actually, one of the audios I talk about, we will get into that. Anyways, shall you introduce this? Go ahead, Tom. Our next.
Do you want me to introduce? Yes. This
yes,
script?
Introduce the script that we both will be talking about.
Yes, because I think this was my suggestion, right?
Yes, I think it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a script by Zenadillo, who I've seen floating around every so often. This one's called "Cucked by a Plant." It's one of my favorite scripts that I've ever seen.
It is a hoot in the best kind of way, because one, it has a voicemail concept, so not to spoil, of course, but the speaker is leaving a series of voicemails for the listener, and you see the development of this plant to the point where, as you can see where this story will be going, the plant has good time.
That's a happy, happy plant, man.
It's like, quite happy plant. And a very happy speaker. The build-up, fantastic. You just have to take the time to read this script. I hope it gets a million fills, because just take the time to read it, see the beautiful progression of a story about plants, very naturally executed.
Yeah, somehow, if we completely ignore the fact that the performer is getting tendril fucked by a plant, it's honestly a great piece of literature. Like,
yes, it was.
That's a happy plant.
It is a happy plant.
It was a very hot read. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, honestly.
Okay. Okay. It just, the whole time was like, and one of my notes says, the fact that the plant fucks her better than the listener, key smash, LMAO.
Damn. Holy
no, that's
shit.
Like an actual piece of plot. Like,
it's just,
that's fucking savage.
Yeah, you get left for a plant.
Yeah. She talks a lot about the plant. Fantastic script. It was a very enjoyable read. Please take the time to go check it out and please read it, because it just deserves way more love than the, I think, 23 upvotes that it has. So, like, please just take the time and enjoy being cucked by a plant.
Somebody please feel cucked by a plant. Please, I'll be the happiest man in the world.
It's just, it's hilarious. In the best, it's hilarious and it's sexy. We love that in this house. Okay. I guess we have to go into the next script now.
Oh god, this next script makes me want to fucking die.
In the best way, in the best kind of way.
Oh my god.
I will introduce this, right?
Yes,
okay, are you
will.
Ready? So this script is by user Mr. Porn Writer, and the title,
oh, man, I love this one.
And the title is, ugh, fine, I guess you're my little pog champ, come here.
Yes. Oh my god, yes.
I love this one. The fucking Twitch emote, man. Like,
this script.
This is it. Yeah, this goes on the I don't even need to read it. This just goes on the podcast. I will just send it to Tom and we will talk about it. And I hadn't read this script until yesterday, right? Because I'm a procrastinator and obviously.
Oh my god, this is.
And so I sat down and I was like, all right, it's time to read PogChamp. Open the script up. I literally had to take so many pauses, because I was just busting out laughing the entire time. Like, you just have to read the script. It's just fucking hilarious. But one of the lines that got me was, you're my hot little console and I'm your biggest fan. And I just, the amount of puns and the amount of jokes just scattered
this whole
throughout
thing,
the script.
Just a massive,
it's so
massive
good.
Shit post.
No,
like,
it is.
Go ahead.
I was reading through. Can I like read like my favorite line from
this? Yes, like, yes. So Dan actually has read the script. So
I looked specifically for one word and I found it in this like absolutely sensual sentence. And it's just like, good little pog champ. You and your lips. So poggy. And oh my god. I was like, oh man, that speaks to me so much. That line is so poggy.
Oh my fucking god. Pog champ. Oh my god.
Poggers.
This script is poggers.
This script was just a literal goldmine of funny gamer puns and references. That it's just, it's fantastic. Just take the time to read it. And if you see a fill, hell yeah. Like, this
deserves fills. I really want to hear someone legitimately say the words mommy milkers. I've only ever read it in text. But I want to hear somebody say it so that I can shrivel up and die.
Oh,
like,
my god. Okay, moving on. Before we divulge too much, So the next two audios I'm going to be talking about, one of them is Dan's. We will end with Dan's. But first, I have to tell you guys about user Forgotten Crossroads audio. And the audio is titled, "Reading the Sexiest Book I Own." And now I get what you're thinking. Oh, yeah, he's going to read erotica. He's going to read something so hot, so steamy. You know what he reads? A statistics textbook.
Fuck
okay?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yo. Yeah, statistics. Statistics are hot.
Dude, statistics, you know, makes me so horny, right?
Statistics
okay.
gets me fucking diamond hard. Like, yes. Goddamn.
It was just, it was chef's kiss. I want to just say, Forgotten Crossroads, this was great. You should just keep reading this entire textbook. It was hilarious. But super, 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 super sexy too. Okay, so the reasons why I love this audio, right? One, I was a math major. And let me just say, fucking hate math. Not because I'm not good at math, but because it's just boring as hell. However, when I was listening to this audio, I was like, wow, they should hire him to read fucking audiobooks. But textbooks, you know? It was just, it is a stunning audio because at the end, it's just, it's great. It's great. The finish, beautiful. People are sleeping on this post and everyone should listen to it because I get it. Statistics, maybe it doesn't hit it for you, but trust me when I say this audio will hit it for you, okay?
If you didn't want to take your statistics class beforehand, you're going to want this dude to fucking teach you statistics.
Yes.
Honestly, I've listened to a little smidgen of it, and it is really
It is. Okay, I wrote in my notes, I said, at around the 6-minute mark, he starts to sigh from the masturbation, and I'm simping, lol. this is in my notes, okay? Forgotten Crossroads, if you're listening to this, I'm a simp. You're welcome. It's hot. It's great. Great audio. Please listen to it. Is this me just fangirling over statistics? Maybe. Okay, anyways.
No, like we said, statistics is hot.
Oh, yes. So hot. Oh, my God.
I think everyone is in agreement. Statistics.
Hell yeah. We love statistics.
In this house, we jack it to statistics. Yes. Every time I see a correlation, I just, oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, jizz my pants. Oh, my God. I just love good percentages, you know?
Remember, kids, correlation doesn't equal causation.
But yes, please, please take the time to listen to Forgotten Crossroads audio because, wow, I would have considered going to class. I would have actually considered going to class. Okay. All right. Now we end our podcast with the discussion of Dan's audio titled,
oh, shit.
Why Fans Don't Cool Your Room.
Oh, my God.
And let me just say, Dan, since you're here, I'm going to be completely honest with you. Did not pay attention. I did not pay attention to the thermodynamics lecture. Because,
oh, thanks.
Because, not because you aren't incredibly enticing, but because your moans are very distracting.
Maybe I should edit those out.
Dan's just gonna start a safe for work series lecturing on thermodynamics.
It's like the moans don't matter. What matters is the thermodynamics.
I think, yeah, I like. On that topic, I'm really flattered. There's a comment on there that where someone's like, I had to listen to this twice. The first time was to get off, and the second time was to actually pay attention. and that is like the greatest compliment. Like, I mean, that's like one of the greatest compliments I've ever received because it's like not only did you feel like this was hot enough for you, but like, you were interested enough to go back and try to learn it like that. That is everything. That's everything as an educator. That like
as an educator, yes. Dan is now a lecturer, guys. Please listen to his educational ramble facts. You know.
Oh my fucking God.
You know the best way to get an education is also to get off at the same time. Who knew? Who knew?
I mean, okay, like thermo is not one of my strongest subjects. I wouldn't say it's one of my least favorite. It's definitely a class that I slept through. So kind of like what I figured was, if there is a way that I could make this like slightly interesting for just like maybe one other person, then that'd be pretty cool. And I think that ever since I started kind of doing these, what I'm now dubbing like the educational ramble fap, is that like I find it really funny how many other people are kind of going through like the same things I did going through college, which is like, God, I hate this subject. And and I extremely love it when people leave a comment saying, holy shit, this is like topical, like, or like, I'm studying this right now. And especially one person on the one before this one, which had to do with electrical engineering, someone was like, I came to GWA to escape this exact topic. I can't believe you've done this.
I can't believe you've done this.
I fucking love this. I feel like all these fucking educational ramble faps, they remind me of an internet phenomenon that happened way back when, of things along the lines of Britney Spears' Guide to Semiconductor Physics. Like,
wait, it's what? Just,
you've never seen this before?
No. Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's a legitimately decent resource on semiconductor physics.
Wait, holy shit.
I love this.
This is hell yeah.
Okay, we will link this into the post as well, because it matters, obviously, for context. Yeah,
if anyone's taking fucking semiconductor physics, like, it's a legitimately good resource.
Okay, as someone who had to work with semiconductors in a lab, and especially with like having to deal like polymers, oh my God, this is amazing. This is great. I'm so glad you've told me about this, because I didn't know this existed.
Anyways, so I want to take the time to say Dan is both our special guest, but I'm also featuring his audio. So please go listen to it. It is 25 minutes of very, 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 very good fun, because the ending, oh, it's fantastic. It's just...
Oh, man. I don't want to spoil it, because it's...
No spoilers, but it's quite the ride.
Let me just say, like, the educational part is like 18 minutes, and then like the rest of it is just like me being very frustrated with the performance of my sexual aid implement.
And, you can say vibrator, Dan. We're all above 18.
Oh yes, please be above 18 if you're listening to this.
Minors do not.
Advise. Yeah. So something very interesting happens. So. I'll just leave it at that.
Yes, it is a good time.
Are you the same guy who did that one fucking audio about fixing a vibrator?
Yes. Yeah, that's actually me.
Okay, because I saw that one float through my feed at one point, and I was like, you know, I took exactly one ECE class, and I don't know that I want to touch this.
I I made sure that the very first tag after the title was Ramble Fap, because the moment I put electrical engineering in there, like, people are gonna fucking downvote that to oblivion. Like, but that one actually has like a really cool story, because I had found out that one of my friends had gotten hired to design adult toys, primarily for women.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
And the more I thought about it, it's like, oh wait, like, there's a lot of design work and there's actually a lot of engineering that has to go into actually producing an adult toy, mm-hmm. and especially vibrators. And so how coincidental that this really cheap bullet that had a wire connected to a controller knob like just died. And so I broke it open and just thought, like, you know, it might be cool to just like talk about basic circuits, and then
please tell me you didn't solder anything during this audio.
Oh no, I could have fixed it if there's no way I would have felt comfortable safely handling a solder and
while also touching your dick. Yeah, no, I would cry. Yeah,
no, no way. Nuh-uh. But yeah, there's a lot of like engineering is everywhere, and I know that a lot of people are think, you know, when they hear engineering, they think aerospace and stuff, which is huge, which is amazing.
Yeah, everyone thinks like mechanical engineering, and like programming.
Yeah, so but someone has to design all the stuff that you like, all the stuff that you use. Mm-hmm. Someone, and even down to vibrators, like, vibrators are physics, vibrators are electrical engineering, and it's also materials engineering, because you got to figure out what kind of material, what kind of outer material do you want to use, what kind of composites do you want to use, for what kind of feel are you going for. And of course, the cost analysis for what kind of materials do you want to make versus what you can afford. And oh my God, that is, that's my jam.
Yeah, I've been clawing my way through an engineering degree. I think I'm going to have to stop until COVID's over. Maybe I should actually try and use my degree before getting a second one.
Oh my God. I would just like to say that this is how this podcast will go. It's just a ramble. Because I was supposed to prompt Dan to talk about his creative process. Oh. But...
Oops.
Oops. Whoops. Now we're talking about engineering.
He just gave us a taste of his content. So please do check him out if you enjoy education.
I mean, I think that...
Dan's a big-ass nerd. And he's proud of it, isn't he?
I am. And to actually fully answer your prompt, like what my inspiration for this is, it's that to me, like engineering is fascinating and it's everywhere. And I think the problem with academia is that, and not all teachers do this, of course, like there are absolutely amazing educators out there, but I think that they're in the minority, and that even though these topics are like fascinating, I think professors have a way of just draining the life out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But like once you can see like the connection, how all of these are relevant to your life and how prevalent these concepts are to the things that you use on a daily basis, I think that is super cool. And I think what better way to illustrate that than combining the two things that keep me up at night, which is my raging horniness and the thoughts of helping other people learn about the things that I like.
Dan's like, can I lecture and jerk off? Hell yeah. That's the whole concept, baby.
We stan education.
We fucking stan education.
See, and the reason why I invited Dan on this podcast, right, is because I think I've never heard anyone speak so passionately about a topic, right, while also having a vibrator down his throat. Like... The great thing about his educational ramble fabs, right, is that he will break because he'll be like, oh, it feels so good. Then he'll go, anyways, thermodynamics. And it's just the cut between those, right, because he doesn't edit any of his ramble fabs, as he tells me, is just fucking hilarious to me because it's
they're
like
just too long.
It's like, it's time to talk about the topic now. Oh, I feel so good though. But it's time to talk about the topic. Like, it's just conceptually fantastic. The execution of it, even better. So that's why I think you guys need to take the time to check him out. I'm really thankful that he stayed up enough for us to put him on the podcast so that we could hear his creative process, or at least why he wanted to do this. So that was really nice. We are both glad to have you.
Oh, absolutely, man. It's great finally getting to meet you. I hear a lot about you through Allie.
Oh,
so
God.
Allie likes to talk to me about all of her friends.
And yet I don't tell anybody about you, Tom. See, that's how special you are to me.
Yeah.
I keep you. You're my dirty little secret, but in like the best kind of way.
I'm a secret boy.
It's funny because it's like me and Tom have done so much stuff together.
We have. Like
anyways, if you guys want full-on shenanigans, I will link that audio.
If you want to hear me be multi-orgasmic, there's a very long audio between me and Allie.
It is a movie. It's an actual movie. I think it's like 90 minutes or something.
It's like, yeah, it's almost two
Holy
hours
crap.
Long because... The problem that me and Allie have is that we sit there and riff off of each other for hours. Like,
and yet I'm surprised that this podcast is not as long as I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, we've actually been very succinct in this, and that's very surprising.
I think it's
to
the
me.
Notes. We had notes this time, Tom. We were prepared.
Yeah. We're not doing a questionnaire blind while also mastering.
Yeah, yeah. I will say though, wow. One of these days we'll do a Sweet Shenanigans where it's quite the shenanigans.
Oh boy.
Oh dear.
Christmas special, anybody? Anyways, I'm trying to see what else is on our agenda. Oh, our agenda just ends here, so this is where
you just promote your brand now.
Yes, the Sweet Shenanigans brand. We'll be releasing t-shirts, mugs, vibrators that Dan will obviously design for us. Yeah, it's quite the brand.
Oh my fucking god.
I'm kidding, by the way. Please don't actually think we're selling merch. But do check out Tom's incredible art for this podcast. It is beautiful. It really encompasses both of us, and I love it so much. So please.
I work so hard on it.
Yes, please take the time to look at that. It will be in the post. It is going to be a very long post. You'll probably look at it, and you'll be very intimidated. But don't worry. It's worth the read. It's worth the read through.
It's thick
with double C's, you know, like mm-hmm. Fucking that shit's fat with a PH, you know. Anyways, I guess this is where this podcast ends for today. Please check out all of the posts that we mm-hmm. talked about. Everything will be linked in the description. And yeah,
please take a look through Brittany's Guide to Semiconductor Physics. Yes, it's honestly great. Like, I love that shit so much.
Please also give a big round of applause for Dan, who decided to be our first ever special guest. Woo. So, woo. Yes, his content is great. Tom's content is great. Please check out Tom. He agreed to be part of my Sweet Shenanigans. So I just want to say thank you, Tom, for being here, for wanting to co-host with me.
I mean, when you messaged me at approximately 1 a.m. Eastern and I happen to still be awake... And you're like, hey, I have an idea. It's obviously going to be a good one.
I love that. Almost all of our conversations, Tom, are it just me going, Tom, I have an idea.
Literally. Like, so many just start like that. It's great.
Hopefully this is a great idea. I mean, I hope you guys enjoyed the listen. I mean, I think I had a lot of fun just talking about really interesting audios and scripts that we enjoyed. Thank you.
I definitely enjoy getting to signal boost things like Butterdick.
Yes, exactly. Thank you to all the content creators that made these posts, because if you are listening to this, you guys are amazing. Dan, you're amazing. Thank you for taking the time to make wonderful content. We appreciate it so much. Thank you for taking the time to also think outside of the box a little bit, you know? Like, erotic content doesn't always have to be standardized or anything like that. It could be...
Yeah.
As funny as reading a statistics textbook, or as wild as Butterdick.
I love seeing diversity.
Yes, we loved the pickup lines. We loved chicken nuggies, cucked by a plant. You can't forget that one. Every single thing that we have mentioned in this podcast, it's really worth reviewing. Just, you know, take a look. Just say hey, you know, and... Mm-hmm. Check them out, because honestly, you know, this podcast is about promoting content that is
different
but wonderfully unique, you know, and wacky, as I would say, or as the title of this podcast is, it is very, very sweet shenanigans. So I guess I'll sign off here. So I'm Allie, user Alivera Honey.
I'm Tom, user Dulcet Delirium.
I'm Dan, user Dan Asko on SFW.
And we thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. Your support is just chef's kiss. Thanks so much. We love being in your ears, and we hope to continue to be in your ears.
Yes, we are planning to make this bi-monthly, so we will be reviewing posts every 2 weeks. So yeah, if you have a really creative idea, fuck it, post it and maybe we'll find it. Mm-hmm. All right, well,
this has been Sweet Shenanigans,
and that's the podcast, guys. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Dan, say goodbye.
Bye. Bye. I mean, like, you guys are the hosts. Bye.
Yeah, but you were here, so imagine if we were the only ones to say bye, and then they're like, wait, what happened to Dan?
Dan disappears into the ether.
Damn, Daniel. I don't know if people will hear this part, but yeah. See ya in 2 weeks, maybe, if we can keep up with this. Thanks for joining us. Bye.